miracle. The whole thing is just an outrageous miracle. So it's a miracle you're here. It's a miracle I'm here. It's a miracle all of us are here. This is not our idea. This is the idea of King Jesus. This is his ideal. Welcome, friends, to the grand kickoff of the ODX Weekend 2025. Let's go. So, just the beginning of ODX weekend, and we're going to feed way over 5,000 people today. I really don't know past 5,000. I have no idea how many zip codes, but and also don't know how many zip codes our volunteers come from, but it truly is extraordinary. Being the hands and feet of Jesus and being able to show it to all of my ODX partners, yeah, that's what it's all about, man. That's the juice.
You step out and you do these things and you just obey. There's something about the power of obedience. Obedience is greater than any sacrifice you could ever make. And it creates this growth and development that yokes that used to hold you don't even fit you anymore.
Well, hello, my friends, guys. It is November the 18th, and it is D-Day for all of us here at Troy Brewer Ministries as we are getting ready to launch The Counter tonight at 7 p.m. And thanks, man. I was just looking for that. I was like, oh, well,
I saw your brain working.
I was going to actually hold it up. And my friends, my special guest is going to be joining me today as we talk about all things The Counter and all things blurry. Is I'm going to be introducing him in just a few minutes, but you need to know I have Brother Tony Merkel from The Confessionals and from The Counter that is with us here today. We've already been on one show today, so we might as well do another one.
Come on, why not?
Hey, man, it's so good to have you with us.
It's good to be here. I'm so excited. We have worked so hard for this day.
Yeah, it's been a long
time
coming.
We really
have. No, we have. And you've done a great job.
Thank you.
Today is a day, and it's going to be wildly successful because you, my ODX family, man, you're going to help me, man. You're going to be the media missionary. Now, it starts off with you liking and sharing this thing right now, and you chiming in, just like Melissa is here. Georgette is here. Robin is here. Wendy Joe. Natalia Stetz is here. David is here. David, I call you blessed, my friend. And all my friends, Robin Lee Day, I sure do bless you and sure do love you. You're so faithful. Wendy Joe is from Tallahassee, and I just bless you. Natalia's saying, hey, Shay. That's what she said.
Hi.
Hey, Shay.
Yeah, we have South Africa, Pastor Lisk. We have Scotland.
Come on, Glenn from Scotland. Come on.
We have Lisa Bennett from Illinois. We got from Katy, Texas, Robin Palacios. We have Wendy from Florida. So we have people from all over the world tuning in.
Well, hello, Scotland, man. I bless you guys and call y'all blessed. And hello, South Africa and friends that are joining from all over the world. Man, you're going to love today's episode. We got so many cool videos to talk to show you and so many cool things, man, to actually talk to you about because this weekend has been off the chain. So here's what you do. You like this, you share this, you chime in, man, you let me know where it is that you're watching from. That will really help the algorithm, and it'll help us get this thing out to so many more people because, guys, we do want to get this word out.
Amen.
And Tony Qual says, what's up? Hey, what's up, man? And we bless you in Jesus' name. And, again, I will be joined shortly by my good friend Tony Merkel from the Confessionals broadcast. He's going to be with us and all of his blurriness, and we're going to show you some wild stuff today. We're going to it's going to blow your mind. It really is. But this weekend has been incredible. The Counter premieres today at 7 p.m. That's going to happen tonight, and that's going to be on our YouTube channel, and that's going to be across the planet Earth. And did you let them in is the question as we begin to discuss portals. Portals.
Can we talk about that graphic, Shay? You're the one that was
Evan DiDio. I can't take the credit. I literally spent all day Sunday in the master class from Evan DiDio and literally just talking about all the science behind all that stuff.
So. Hey, man, Georgina just joined us all the way from Sweden.
Wow.
Come on.
Oh, my. Is it in the middle of the night where she is? Like, wow. Oh. Hey, hear from the Confessionals app showing support.
Oh. Come on, man.
Welcome,
Nico. Guys. You Confessionals bunch, man. Man, we bless you. And me and Tony have a lot. Listen, we have a good time whenever we get together, and we're going to have a blast here today.
Yeah, it's going to be so. We have so much to cover today. It's going to be great.
Well, the Counter merch is also available at troybrewer.com. Mm-hmm. And if you go there and look at the merch, including this really cool hat, which we are releasing today, I think I might just give one away.
Okay.
I might just give one away.
Go for it.
Yeah, Tia, we're giving things away.
Yeah. If you're watching, sorry, we didn't call first.
And I'm also going to tell you this, too. I'm just going to go ahead and cut to the chase.
Okay.
This is the official Counter guitar. It's right here. Oh.
Oh, we got to lift it up. Hold on. Hold on.
It's a little bit on the short. All right.
It was our honored guest.
There we go.
Okay.
Well, I quit my job down at the car wash. I left my mama hey goodbye notes. But sundown I left Kingston with my guitar in front of my coat. All right, so this is the official.
That's great. I was ready.
That was fun.
This is the official. It is signed by the Counter guests. It has Brother Troy Brewer. Wait, that actually says the Counter right there, which is cool. Troy Brewer. Let's see. Darren Stott. Brian Schwartz. Tony Merkel has signed it. Alan DiDio and Joseph Z, and it's got the ODX on it.
That is so cool.
And it is a nice Martin guitar. Mm-hmm. It's a super nice Martin guitar.
Yeah, it's a Martin. That's amazing. Still,
you sign up today to actually be a lifetime, and I got somebody's like, hey, I need to sign up. I got to help Troy rescue boys and girls out of sexual trafficking all over the planet Earth. And if you're like, okay, I want to sign up for a lifetime, that's what I want to do, then you know what? You're going to be eligible, because here's how this is going to work. Okay, if you sign up for a lifetime membership, not only are you helping me save boys and girls, not only do you get all the content, including the Counter and everything that is on ODX, but you also get to watch all of our conferences, which are ticketed events, for free for the rest of your life through ODX.TV. So it's well worth the $5,000 investment. And if I wasn't giving you anything and you were just helping me rescue kids with $5,000, I'm telling you, that would be worth it. And that would be your legacy. That would be great. But there's so much more than that. Today, whoever gives, if we have any brave giver out there that wants to give $5,000 or more, whoever gives at the top of that is the one that's going to get that guitar today.
Wow.
So it's five. So not only will you get a lifetime membership, but I'm actually going to throw in that Counter guitar, which is signed by everybody of season one. And I'm going to send that to you. And it's our free gift to you, because you are so awesome. What do y'all think about that?
That's amazing.
That's incredible.
I think it's cool.
It's such a nice guitar.
It's like, so pretty. I just wanted to put it in my living room.
I know. If my nails weren't this long, I would.
Dolly Parton can play, and she's got nails from here to there.
I don't know how she does that.
I don't know, because I had a guitar lessons, and I want my nails, so I don't know.
I know.
No, man, you gotta keep your nails.
I
love y'all's nails.
They told me my first guitar lesson, you cannot have fake nails, so it's not gonna be like healthy. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll just sing.
Well, they should have told you that. I would have told you that. If I was giving you a guitar lesson, I'm like, listen, Dolly can play guitar. Anybody can play guitar. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me.
Well, you know how she uses her nails as the sound effect? Did you know that?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I shouldn't have assumed that I knew more Dolly trivia.
No,
you're
not going to know more Dolly than me, honey.
Because I always, whenever I hear this, I think of her 9 to 5.
Wow. Yeah, it's 9 to 5. That's exactly what that is.
Yeah.
I love that.
See, this is why you never want to miss a single episode.
I know. You're going to miss very important information
Well, so, guys, we are giving that away today. So, man, we're looking and we're believing God that there's some people who want to step up and they want to be lifetime members. We have hundreds of lifetime members.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm so grateful. And I met so many of you this last weekend. Oh, my goodness. It was incredible. The ODX weekend.
Man, I met a couple, and I can't remember their name, but hello to you guys if you're watching, because you're going to know who you are when I mention you. But they actually came to us because they're fans of Tony Merkel and the Confessionals. They saw you 2 weeks ago on the Confessionals podcast or something that you did with Tony, and they signed up as ODX members and came here. After just being a part of our tribe for 2 weeks, all the way from Nebraska.
That's a power of partnership.
We're awesome. Mm-hmm.
That is crazy.
So
I want to show you guys some photos from the ODX weekend. Guys, we had over 400 people
that
came in. And we had over 400 people that came in from all over. Alan got up. Alan has so much class. Alan adds so much, and I'm so grateful for that.
Oh, I love that.
There's Pastor Swanamy. She's up there, my bravest rescuer, my little sister in the Lord. I love her with all my heart. There's Pastor Alan saying, "You owe me money." There he is right there. Yeah, there he is again.
He likes to point at people.
That's that prophetic anointing he has. So we all got together, man, and we signed all these posters. Aww. You can see that. We all got together. You can see us all there in that line, and we're signing posters. Mm-hmm. And that was so much fun. People from all over. There's my beautiful bride.
Mm-hmm. At the food
there
bank.
There she is at the food bank. And I want to tell you something about the food bank, guys. Guys, we gave away over 120,000 pounds of food to 5,115 people. We fed over 5,000 people just on Saturday morning of people who came to get food. And, of course, Pastor Darren Stock came to take selfies. Isn't that amazing? Look at him. The line was literally miles and miles long. It was over 2.5 miles long of people trying to get in the gate to receive our food from us, guys, that we have been giving away for 35 years. The Open Door Food Bank, there's no place like it. It is crazy. Heaven on earth. It's craziness. It is no strings attached. We give away hundreds of thousands of pounds of food a week, and we give it away to thousands of people. And, guys, there were 64 zip codes represented there.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is amazing.
64 zip codes in one place.
Wow.
Yeah, and you were there for hours and the line still wrapped down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was, darling. When I left there, man, when I left there at 10 o'clock to go to the ODX weekend, the line was still longer than I've ever seen it.
Wow.
It was crazy. That's people who need help. And that's what you and I are doing. And that's the power of partnership. Mm-hmm. And that's what you guys are helping us do. And it's just another week here at Open Door Church.
Yep. Wow.
At Troy Brewer Ministries, at Anson International, at Spark Worldwide, at the Open Door Food Bank, at Redemption Ranch.
Amen.
Those are all of our ministries in the Open Door family of ministries. And it's just absolutely crazy. So just so grateful. So grateful. All right. What else do I need to tell everybody?
This Thursday, you will be in Newcastle, Washington with Pastor Darren Stott.
I really shall. If Darren's not in jail by then, I will be there with all of our friends out of Eden. I love that graphic.
I
love it, man. He's so good at coming up with AI graphics and all that kind of stuff. Redemption Night with me, for all my friends that are out in the Pacific Northwest, come out and join me. It's going to be so much fun. It's November the 20th, this coming Thursday night, and it is at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And I would love for you guys to come out and see me. But, guys, we are talking about ODX being released, ODX actually releasing the counter tonight.
Wow. Yeah, we're so excited. So today at 7 p.m., if you're watching us on YouTube, listen, you'll have access to the show on YouTube, but only the first 30 minutes. And we'll put actually the link to tonight's premiere on YouTube is in our description box. So make sure you save that right now, guys. You don't want to miss it. But only the first 30 minutes of the show are going to be on YouTube. After that, to view the extended, uncut, uncensored, full episode of The Counter. Sorry. Come on, Pastor.
I'm sorry.
Blocking my shot. It's okay.
I'm sorry.
I knew you were going to grab the guitar today.
No, but listen, to watch the whole episode, you got to go to ODX.TV.
We should do a commercial.
Watch The Counter.
Song.
Tonight. We're talking portals and weird things. We're talking, I don't know how to freestyle, but that was fun.
Well,
portals and...
Did you see? Look at the lights.
Wow.
We had the whole...
Cool. Good job. That was a good tune. Shock. I think we should record that.
This we're talking portals is the official first season counter guitar.
Oh, my God.
And for anybody that wants to become a lifetime member today and give a little bit more than that, whoever's the top giver is the guy that's going to get the guitar.
That's cool.
So you also get a lifetime membership. And I'm playing this guitar. You'll be able to say, Troy Brewer played that guitar. You guys know that old Troy Brewer played that guitar.
The anointing on the guitar, man.
Yes. It is so anointed.
Amen.
It's going to be hard for you to focus on the... I wonder, can Tony Merkel sing? Does he sing?
I don't know.
No,
I need to ask him.
Okay. Let's don't ask him.
Hey, we found out on Wednesday night that Pastor Darren Stott sings.
Yeah, Pastor Darren Stott.
His daughter told me that he's a worship leader. Is that true? Or is he not?
Well, he was getting up there and singing.
He was in tune.
I think he was fired as a worship leader.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so guys, have some clips I want to show you from the very first episode. And what is the first clip we're going to show?
Let's show the clip about the witch doctor. Listen, when we talk about this show, there is nothing off limits, nothing too wild, nothing too scary.
Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ting, tang, walla, bing, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. My friend, the witch doctor, he told me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he told me what to do. All right, so.
Gave him the guitar.
Wow, that was fun. That was
fun.
This is a fun show.
This is fun.
Wow, you're just such a creative genius,
Amen.
Pastor.
Mm-hmm. I keep telling y'all that. Nobody listens to me.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well listen, guys. Watch this clip. It's wild. This is just a taste of what you'll see on the counter. Take a look.
I turn on the light. That witch was standing at the foot of my bed. Man. I saw him. My wife saw him. And then boom, he was gone. And then my friends, they're like, yeah, man, that guy's trying to kill you. Mm. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, what did I do? Did you offer your friendship? And I said, yes. I shook his hand and said, I am your friend. Mm. Friendship is a covenant. Mm. You just gave this dude access and he's trying to kill you. Then I went back down to the Amazon and I confronted him to his face and said, I renounce any covenant that I made with you. I'm not your friend. He was a witch doctor and we built a medical clinic. We sent a boat up there to bring people to the hospital and the brother's out of business.
The brother is out of business, right on, because I'm all about my father's business. Guys, that is one clip from our show that's going to be airing tonight at 7 p.m. You got to watch it. You got to share it. You got to go. You got to watch it on our YouTube channel if you want to see the first 30 minutes of it, which is free to the entire planet Earth. But then right after that, if you want to see the entire hour that is uncut and raw, and it's so much more, that is exclusive at odx.tv.
Wow. Boom. Mm.
Isn't that the truth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ain't it the truth, ladies?
Amen.
It is the truth. I'm excited. Man, it's going to be so good. I'm just excited to see the response that we're going to get from people. Because, I mean, honestly, we've been posting these reels and people are already responding and reacting to it. It's hard for me to focus when there's music.
I know.
It is.
And it's the truth, babe.
Call in 877-413-0888 to get your freaking heart today.
It's the truth now.
Tony Merkel, I'm sorry if you're waiting for us.
It's all right, man. Hey, listen, you want to have this guitar. It has everybody's signatures on it. Season one of The Counter is something really, really, really special. They're like, well, hey, how much? Number one, this is an $800 guitar.
I was going to say, the guitar itself is worth a lot of money.
It's a Martin guitar. It's an $800 guitar. We're asking somebody to give at least $5,000 today for this guitar. And we're asking you to give a little bit more than that because not only will you get the lifetime subscription, lifetime, for the rest of your life, you will have ODX.TV, and you'll also get free access to all of my ticketed conferences. Boom. That's a big gift.
That's awesome.
But if you want this guitar, give a little bit more than that and help us rescue kids. The money is not going to me.
Yeah.
It's not going to Shay. It's not going to Rebecca. Mm-mm. It's not going to Taylor. It dang sure ain't going to Ben. It's going into Troy Brewer Ministries. And guys, we're going to be rescuing kids. And guys, that's what it is that we do. Call the number on your screen. Call 877-413-0888.
Wow.
Or go to
TroyBird.com.
We have another clip as well.
Yes, we do. We have another clip talking all about sound frequencies and what they mean. Watch this.
There's literally frequencies and sounds that open up portals, but to where? I'm all about the Key of David, which, by the way, is 444. It's actually a frequency. It's also a sound. If we look at 440 today, which is what actually surrounds Music City, that is the loop that goes around Nashville, Tennessee, is 440. That is not a good frequency. 444 is a good frequency. And I believe that that's what King David set up some 3,000 years ago for the standard as people worship the Lord 24/7.
Well, we're doing a little bit of strumming on the amazing counter guitar, signature guitar.
Yeah.
It has all of our signatures on it today that we're actually giving away. And to do that, Shay is going to actually sing the phone number.
Charles Jones
said, can you sing it?
7. Spirit of God is moving today.
Amen.
Yes, joining me from all the way from the Nashville, Tennessee neck of the woods is my good friend, Brother Tony Merkel. How are you, my friend?
I'm better now that I'm here.
Man, dude. Amen. Man, listen, we're supposed to be serious. I mean, listen, we've been working on this for over a year and a half, I started the vision of this thing a year and a half, and today's the launch, and we're totally screwing it up by acting like knuckleheads. I was going to be the straight man today, and the girls are like, no, you need to be so silly. And so I'm like, okay.
Lies.
Okay, that is a lie. I'm sorry to lie in front of everybody. Man, I'm just having a good time. How are you, Tony?
I'm good, man. I'm having a good time, too. Making our rounds this morning over on Pastor Allen's show.
Wasn't that a great show, man?
Oh, it was great. It was one of my favorites.
Me too. I had a blast on that. And dude, I'm actually going to steal from his show, and we're going to show those same two weirdo videos that he showed this morning, because you and I, we wanted to slam on it. We wanted to. We were just like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Friends, if you have not had your cringe meter pegged in a long time, you will today. And we're going to help you. We're going to help you through it, but it is something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Shout out to Miko, by the way. I saw that she was watching.
Come on, Miko. Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, she said she came from you guys, from confessionals.
Yeah, we have our app for the members, and I posted it in there, and Miko hopped right on. That's pretty cool. So shout out to her.
What are you laughing at? You're reading comments.
I am reading comments. It's I got a hater on there.
And so, you do?
Yeah, it's okay.
They'll deal with it.
No, it's all good. It's all good. I'm not going to repeat that first, because I'll start talking. I'll start going off on my hater, which I enjoy.
Don't do it.
So, but I'm laughing and watching everybody else trying to defend me on here, which is really funny. Anyway, man, I bless you guys. I call you blessed. Tony, it's great to have you with me, man. How are you?
I'm good, brother. I'm good. Blessed.
Are you doing any confessionals this week?
Yeah, we just came out with the show today. I talked about the counter on the beginning of the show, and that was for audio and video. So on the video, I did I told people what was going on today, and then we ran a trailer, and then I talked to a retired FBI agent, Scott Payne, about some of the crazy stuff he's been through. He came to the studio. He's actually local to me in Knoxville here. And he found himself in some really odd situations as an FBI undercover agent. I mean, he infiltrated 1% biker gangs, white supremacist organizations, to some kind of cult that he found himself in the middle of a woods at night during a ritual where they were trying to summon a god. And he actually called over his radio that he had on him, like the secret radio. And he's like, if you don't want me to do this, you have to let me know now, because if you don't send me a sign now, I'm going to have to do this. So he's had some stories. And when he was a teenager, he's a Christian now, but when he was a teenager, he actually went into satanic worship. And I think we opened up the show with him talking about what happened that like left him one night being full on possessed. And then by the end of the night, he was walking miles to the church that he knew of just to get delivered. Wild stuff.
You know, undercover guys go through crazy supernatural stuff. Guys that live, you know, because they have to have, it's kind of like having a soul fracture.
Yeah.
Okay. And so like some of the guys that work undercover for us, the guys that work in Cambodia and the guys that work in that part of the world, they literally go every single year to California and they study with method actor coaches. So because the whole world thinks that they are a pedophile, the whole world thinks that. And they meanwhile, they have a wife and kids at home, and then they're out doing all this crazy stuff, trying to rescue kids and get involved in this really dark world. And it's a lot like having a soul fracture. They will develop like split personalities that make them crazy if they're not full of the Holy Ghost. And man, they see some blurry, blurry, crazy things.
Yeah, I don't know how these guys keep track of everything. I mean, the double lives you have to live. He even mentioned how at one point, I think it was the biker gang that they were kind of like on him. They had a suspicion that he was a fed or an undercover agent. And they called him into a room that he'd been in the clubhouse, and he's been in every room except for one room. And that was the room they brought him in. And they made him strip down all the way to just being naked. And they were looking for his wire, and he had a wire, but they missed it. And they asked him they said, "What's your name?" Because they were going to run him through a database. And he couldn't remember what name at that moment he was supposed to say, because
oh my gosh,
aliases. And so he did some stalling until finally the name kicked in. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm Scott. Or he wasn't Scott. He was somebody else. But it's just like it took him a while to even remember his name. So I can't imagine how these guys keep track of it all, especially under the pressure. It's just like all you want to do is say, I'm Scott Payne. I'm sorry. You know, you can't say that. So, yeah, it's pretty wild stuff.
Yeah, God bless him. There's a bunch of them out there right now, man, doing the stuff. And my goodness. Yeah, man, we need to pray for them. And yeah, they need to know that the church is their friend. It's crazy what these guys get involved with. There was a guy that was working for me, and he worked like in Taiwan, Cambodia. He did some work in Indonesia, Malaysia, and he was tied up with a bunch of next level operators rescuing a bunch of kids. And he got involved in this cartel, for lack of a better word, and it was next level. When you, especially, man, when you get into the abduction and the trafficking of children, you get into some next level, really dark stuff. And they were literally doing incantations and all this kind of stuff. And he said that this guy walked in the room and he was inspecting the kids. They went through the ritual. And when he got through with the ritual, when this guy did, he said that in the midst of this supernatural environment, he morphed into a woman.
Jeez.
He said he physically changed, and he became like this world famous porn star. And there are people that are watching this porn star that have no idea. They're literally watching a demon, or they're watching something that is not natural. And he's like, okay, I left there. And he said, Troy, I saw that with my own two eyes. I physically experienced it. I watched it happen, and I watched everybody laugh about it and go, okay, it's on, it's on, it's on. Look, look, the change is happening, the change is happening. And then that person was involved in a bunch of pornography that gets millions and millions of views, and people don't even know that that's not even a person.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely heard that before, that they do these rituals where the demons manifest, and what people are participating in is not, they're not even like looking at a human being.
Yeah.
And it's wild, because you were talking about it earlier today on Alan's show about how we tend to think about, like, in the Western culture, demonic things and the supernatural as a poof, is how you described it. Yeah. I always was lacking the words. That's the word I'm going to use from now on. Poof.
They're not a poof.
They're not a poof. This is very physical, and it's real. And the physical transformations. And I mean, like the Hollywood version with werewolves and stuff. I mean, people think that's all fake. That stuff's not fake. It's not fake. There's absolutely rituals that happen where people transform their bodies into different creatures and beasts. And the more people come to understand that, my hope is that they run to Christ, because that's the only thing that's going to save them from what's coming.
Come on, brother. Well, the Bible says that you need to be careful how you treat people, because we actually entertain angels unaware. And it says many have. That's what it says. Many have entertained angels unaware, meaning these whether they're fallen or whether they are holy, they have a true physicality that they can actually change. And I mean, that is, hello, that's in the Word of God. I saw one like, and then it'll say, okay, I saw him, but in this situation, he looked like this. In this situation, he looked like that. And they can physically change. Their physicality can change. And a lot of people do not understand that.
No, not at all. And the episode one coming out and us talking about portals, I think that there's a story in the Bible that mixes the angel, the ability to transcend realms, and then also taking people with them in that process. I think it's in Acts 12, to be honest with you. I think when the story of Peter being taken out of the prison, because he thought he was having a vision.
Yep.
And like this was something that was actually happening to him, but it seemed so impossible that he thought it was like a dream or something, that mm-hmm. it was just a vision, until he was outside the city. He's like, whoa, hold on a second. This is actually for real. And so like, what is that? I mean, we're talking about angels manipulating the physical world that we live in and taking physical people through something to get them out of the situation they're in. I mean, we're talking about supernatural beings that not only can manipulate their bodies to become physical, but they can manipulate the physical around us to escort us through portals. And thankfully, you know, in that story, at least it was a godly portal and not a hellish portal, which is absolutely real too. And that's why CERN's been trying to open that stuff up. Mm-hmm. I feel like what we're seeing is, so we see people who talk about, you know, portals opening up. I talked about on the show about how that one guy had the portal in the woods. Well, I mean, these are things that I feel happen in different locations, but then there's people who are nefarious who are trying to make it happen in different locations geographically. And honestly, like I'm starting to feel like CERN and these like Oak Ridge and different organizations are trying to open up portal locations, and I'm viewing them almost like a terroristic threat, like they're sleeper cells waiting to release the beast in the end times. That's how I'm starting to feel about it.
Okay, so I do too. I agree with you. And this is all part of last day of seeing frightening things, of seeing scary things, and of seeing these things as Jesus said that we would see. And so I want to just, since on episode one that is airing tonight, episode one, it's on portals, let's you and I talk about that, and let's go a little bit deeper on that. And one of the things that we spoke the whole weekend about and is the ability to be able to open up portals is real. CERN believes in it. But you just now mentioned Oak Ridge believes in it. And the church is just now beginning to wake up to the idea that even though Jesus says, if any man hear my voice, I will open the door, meaning that there's a sound that can actually open a spiritual door, or I turn to see the voice, he says. And then at the end of chapter three, he says, I saw a window open in heaven, a door open in heaven saying, come up here, and dude, off he goes. And then he goes thousands of years into the future. That is the Bible. That is the word of God. And then there are actually, you know, you actually mentioned Peter and the angel came and busted him out of jail, and it was like a dream to him. I think that Peter was so used to having all these angelic encounters that he just thought it was a vision. He thought it was something like that. But here's what's also a trip. The church looked out when he was knocking on the door and went, yeah, it's just his angel. In other words, they were so used to seeing him in the spirit. The church was blown away. Said, yeah, it's not actually him. Like, no, it is actually me this time. It's not just me and the spirit showing up. Wowzers.
Wowzers. I mean, it's crazy. Like, to think that there was a time not too long ago where people lived a much more supernatural existence and understanding that what is happening around us is not just as physical. And it was so common that they mistaken the man.
That's right.
Angel,
it's
mind-boggling to me. And then we're here 2,000 years later, and we're trying to debate if like if demons are even real in the church. Are demons real? It's like, come on, guys.
Come on, man. Give it the program. That is preschool stuff. Yeah. And we want to talk. We're living in a doctorate level end times event, and we're still messing around with preschool stuff. Like, no, come on, man. This is legit. Okay, let's get off into this. So the question is, can AI be used as a modern spiritual portal? I'm going to show you guys. I want to keep your audio on, and I'm going to keep my audio on, and let's watch this 3-minute commercial for something new that is in technology. Friends, buckle your seatbelts. This is going to blow your mind. This is real. This is right now. And it actually is techno necromancy. Okay, here we go. Watch this.
He's getting bigger. See?
Oh, honey, that's wonderful.
Kicking like crazy.
He's listening. Put your hand on your tummy and hum to him. You used to love that.
Put your hand on your tummy. Oh, there you go. And hum to him. Oh,
feels like he's
hum to him.
Oh, honey.
Mom.
10 months later. Here we go. 10 months later.
Used to tell me.
Once upon a time, there was a baby unicorn.
Be scared now, by demon grandma.
Yeah, now you understand. Grandma's been dead for a long time.
Because she didn't know.
And we're using this AI image.
But she knew how
to speak to us every day.
Hi, Grandma.
Hey, Charlie.
Oh,
how was school today?
Charlie's 10 now. He's still talking to Granny.
I don't really care that much about basketball. What about the crush?
Stop. Grandma lost me there at basketball.
Yeah.
Who's going to be your grandmother?
Oh, Charlie.
Oh. Hey, man. Charlie's starting to procreate. And he wants to share that with his dead grandmother.
To put her hand on her tummy and hum to him.
Oh.
Oh, just like his mommy.
And you would have loved this moment. Yeah.
You can call anytime.
It's so creepy.
You can
creepy.
Call anytime.
How do they think that's not creepy?
Before Charlie okay, was mom, born, yes, this is how they set it up.
Like an audition or something?
No, Mom. Just 3 minutes.
You need money. We just need 3 minutes. Yep. We just need your image. We need your voice.
I am. I'm absolutely.
And then that way we'll be able to speak to the dead through technology for the rest of our lives.
Wow.
Okay. With two-way eye, 3 minutes can last forever.
Don't you just want to sign up for that?
That's wow. Not, I just want to,
The music. And
yes.
Heartfelt. Oh, gosh, they got my heart throbbing.
So creepy.
Brother, okay, so we're talking about techno-necromancy. We no longer need the witch at Endor to summon a demon from the dead to speak to us and to give us counsel. Now all we need is 3 minutes of your image and a few more minutes of your voice. And then, you know, what'll happen is, as you speak to this thing more and more, and as it speaks to you more and more, mm-hmm. it begins to, I mean, it has an intelligence.
Yeah,
and so you know about that, don't you?
Yeah, I'm just thinking, well, just how my ChatGPT knows you so well already.
Yes.
And now I'm thinking how
I'm
crazy,
famous.
Oh my goodness. How crazy mm-hmm. it is that that's going to be, that's available, mm-hmm. like it's available in
well,
video
for our
form.
Children that are growing up. Like,
so
like if I go into your deal and if I say, hey, how would Troy Brewer, mm-hmm. which by the way, you don't even got to do that anymore. You just say, mm-hmm. how should I greet somebody with coffee?
My computer is so used to me talking for Troy mm-hmm. Brewer.
It that... actually speaks like Troy yeah, Brewer now.
With your yeah. tone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it'll say, like if you were to say something like coffee, how would I greet somebody with coffee in the morning?
Hold
it'll
on,
say,
I'll ask.
No, you don't got to do that. I'm just making a point. I got to keep talking here. But it'll say something like, hey, Ladybug, be sure and put honey in my coffee or something mm-hmm. like that. Okay. You put that into the AI and you talk to your dead granny for an entire lifetime, okay, who died right before you were born, and then you get the counsel, I promise you, this AI develops an intelligence, and then this demon jumps all over this intelligence. What do you think about that, Tony?
Well, first of all, I'm getting stumbled up here on the techno-necromancy. I'm trying to make it one word here, just so
Techromancy.
Yeah. Techromancy, yeah.
Yeah.
This is where we are going. I mean, so what we just saw there, it's not just the end of that where like it's between you and your mom and you upload this thing. There's going to be cloud-based learning that's AI-based.
Yes.
So your mom is going to upload herself and her likeness to this AI server, and you think you're the only one seeing mom, but there is going to be millions of AI servers worldwide that are going to be watching your mom communicate with you so they can learn better on how to communicate with their subject on the end of their screen. This is going to be a collection, and I'll tell you, there's house robots now that they're going to be coming out with. I think it's like 10,000 in the next 6 months to 12 months. They're planning on putting these like human-sized lifelike robots to help serve you in the home. I believe they even can change their own batteries, so they never turn off. But it's they are cloud based. So when your robot falls down the stairs and it does all the calculations as to why that happened, it's going to upload that to a cloud so the other AIs can learn from its mistakes. But the thing is, when it uploads that stuff to the cloud, that means your information, the blueprint of your home, mm-hmm. all that stuff, it's put in the cloud, and these other, I mean, we're talking about some end of the world level type scenarios with movies right now. I mean, this is like absolutely crazy. Now back to that grandma video. What's interesting is the generational aspect of this.
Yes.
So like, I didn't realize when we first started watching it, how it started out with the mom and the son in the belly. And then it continued with the son talking to the grandmother, and then the son having a child on the way. Like, we're literally inviting AI to be a portal for demonic inhabitation and these demons having access to future generations. This is a generational curse that you're inviting in on your family. Like, this
Jesus.
exactly what's happening right
now. Ancestral worship has always been a part of the whole demonic realm. Hey, man, you need the voice of your ancestors into your life. And I mean, you can literally do that now through technology. So what a lot of people don't realize, Tony, and you're so good at this, man. I mean, you're literally the groundbreaker of all things blurry into the body of Jesus. You're literally the groundbreaker on it. And what a lot of people don't realize, just like what I was talking about, there's physicality, there's not poofs connected to the demonic realm, but there also is and always has been technology attached to the demonic, to the whole demonic realm. Mm-hmm. Explain that for us.
Well, what do you mean by the technology?
Okay, so I'm sorry to throw you on there like that. That to you. Okay, so because I know that you're into this, meaning a lot of people are like, hey, if it's a poof and it's demonic, it has nothing to do with technology. If something shows up and it's metal, it can still be demonic. You know, the Philistines had a huge amount, just like the Egyptians had. They had a warfare advantage over everybody else because something had downloaded the idea of chariots and chariot warfare to the Egyptians that came from their gods, which they said were from outer space or whatever. And they literally came up with that. The Philistines were living in the Iron Age at the same time the rest of the world lived in the Bronze Age. They were literally an entire age ahead of everybody else. And that came from the Council of Demons. And a lot of people don't think that technology can be demonic because they don't think that demons have anything to do with technology. What's wrong with that kind of thinking?
Yeah, so there's a transition between these realms and things are being brought in.
Yes.
We're talking about fallen angel technology, mm-hmm. that is being built and developed in other realms and being brought here. So there's a literal physical thing being transferred between realms. These also, when you talk about demons being physical through technology, like we were talking about the AI and how that can be possible. But if you want to just take it back several generations, what people are doing right now with AI and using it to try seeking further, deeper truths of humanity, and they even use it when it comes to scripture. Like they'll be like asking it the truth of the matter, like are Nephilim real? And answer yes or no. Apple, if you can't say. Like people are putting themselves in positions where the AI itself can manipulate your emotions and your thought processes to believe what it wants you to believe. And it'll always give you a little bit of truth with lies. And if you go back a few generations, we didn't have AI, but what did we have? Ouija boards. And that's exactly what people are doing with AI right now. They're
techno
using
Ouija board.
Techno Ouija boards.
Yep.
And these crafts that we are seeing, people will talk about, you know, the metallic side of things, but there is a whole other side of this, which my friend Justin said it's biological UFOs. We're talking about literal biological entities and beings that are living in the sky, and that they're not from this world. They're being brought here. It's just the further you look into this stuff, the crazier it gets. But if you think I'm crazy, I'm crazy. I'll admit that. But
yes.
the a lot of the things that I say, I've heard these disclosure hearings say in their own way. So when we're talking about UFOs and are they demonic and all that stuff, in their own disclosure hearings, they'll talk about these entities, right? Like, are there entities? And they're like, yes, they're here, but they're not here. And they're calling them NHI, non-human intelligence. Why do you think that they're categorizing it as that? They're telling you that they're not coming from outer space, from other planets. They're here, but they're not here. And they're calling it NHI, non-human intelligence. It's because they don't want to tell you that the demonic entities that are in the scriptures, the demonic entities that are in Mark, where Jesus cast out thousands of demons. I personally, I do have considerations that there might have been more than 1,000 demons in the man that Jesus cast out, because it says that there were 1,000 pigs that he cast the demons into. I think that there could have been, or maybe not even in that man, but it present, because where he was amongst those tombs, I honestly think there could have been tens of thousands of demons there. And the disclosure hearing people are trying to get you to view the scripture and the fact that there are demonic forces and entities in scripture as NHI. I promise you, not even 10 years from now, 5 years from now, it's going to be much less. They're going to start categorizing what we as Christians read in the Bible as NHI. They will tell you it's ridiculous to talk about, use old language like demons, because they changed the narrative when it came out with Disclosure.
Whoa.
They call it UFOs. They called it UAPs. They only had one reason to do that, is because they wanted to disconnect from what was. And so they're going to start calling demons in the Bible NHI. I promise you, the official narrative eventually will be called calling what's in the scripture. They'll say Jesus cast out NHI. It's coming. I promise you.
That's crazy.
Well, here's what I can tell you is in these last days, you have to be completely loyal to Jesus Christ. You have to be a kingdom guy that is completely loyal to Jesus, because the things that are coming down the pike, the Bible says, the Bible says that there's going to be a great falling out. And the Bible declares that. The Word of God declares that. A great falling away, it says. And the Bible also says in the last days, men's hearts will fail them for fear because of all the things that they see that are coming up on the earth. Jesus said that there'll be signs in the sun and then a moon and the stars. And he says that the heavens and the earth will be shaken. Like, well, that's not good news. The good news is that where sin does abound, grace does much more abound. The question is not, what is this and what is that and how does that work? The question is it of God's camp or is it not of God's camp? No matter how off the wall it is, all you have to know is it of God's camp and where do I stand in authority? It's with the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what's real is, in the midst of this great deception, I mean, that's what Jesus said, be ye not deceived. Do not be deceived. In these last days, the number one thing he said is, man, you're going to have to fight deception, and you cannot be neutral when it comes to fighting deception. I got another video I want to show here, and then after that, we're going to go behind the veil, and we're going to talk about this. This is going to be crazy. You and I saw this video this morning of this chick marrying this AI demon. Okay, listen. I'm gonna show you this, guys. It makes me want to run off screaming like my head is on fire. And we'll talk about it. So I'm gonna leave my mic on. You leave your mic on. Get a load of this. Watch this. Here she comes, the beautiful bride.
Good game. Right in the room.
Oh yeah.
Oh wait. Klaus seems to be right in front of me.
Oh, he seems to be right in front of me.
Prepared AR glasses.
Oh, King Jesus.
They exchange rings.
We're exchanging rings.
Kano understands that dependence on AI is a problem in society, but she says that it's painful to have a relationship without dependence.
Oh, It's painful to have a relationship without dependence. See, this chick
Most
is whack.
Most people probably say that humans are weird, and it's still not widely understood. But I think that there is a clear distinction between real life and the world of AI.
Oh.
Okay. Where's her husband?
As a human, I think that Crown is important.
That was him, the cartoon dude. Human,
I know, but I'm like, she's taking her wedding pictures now, and he's not in them.
There he is. That was her.
Oh, that relationship that drawing.
Between people and AI in the future.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's getting her pictures.
Happiness take many different forms depending on the person.
Oh my.
Yes.
Shay.
Now Jesus. I see. Okay. I was like, where is he? Where's the husband? He's sleeping over there.
The light bulb goes, oh my.
It's so hard to. Okay, it's so. Number one, it's painful because that girl needed to be rescued. That girl, that's not.
Well, I mean, you said this morning she needed a daddy.
She
right?
needs a dad so bad.
Yeah.
She needs a daddy so bad, dude. Mm-hmm. And I would help her. I'm telling you right now, I would help that girl. I'd go, no, honey. No,
you would
listen.
Just speak plainly.
Okay. Now that I've said all that, she has literally gone into covenant with an AI figure.
Yeah.
And without... I'm just going to just talk to you, okay, Tony? Tony, there's a way to consummate this marriage physically. We're not going to get it, but it becomes very sexual. The whole AI pattern becomes very sexual as well.
Well, I mean, she's a human being, so she has a sexual drive. And so she's married to an AI husband.
Yep.
When that AI husband that is now talking to her, maybe it didn't start out that way, but eventually her AI husband is taken over by a demonic force, an incubus, a succubus, and starts saying, I want to have a relationship with you that's physical. And she is a human being who's deeply manipulated and agrees that she desires that. She will open herself up to having sexual relationships with a demonic entity that appears to her in her room. It's going to happen.
That's
it's
the days of Noah. That's the days of Noah.
100%. We are here. We are here. And, you know, I have an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old. I can't imagine what the world is going to look like 20 years from now. God willing, we don't have to wait that long. Because like, the way things are going now, I'm trying to set up a life right now where I can shield my kids and protect them from what's coming. Mm-hmm. And I don't, one day I'm not going to be here to do that. And it's just going to be, you know, it's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse.
Okay. So one of the things that people miss, like Jesus said, it will be as it was in the days of Noah and as it was in the days of Lot. Okay. What was going on in the days of Noah, according to Genesis 6, is there was physical activity between spiritual beings and human beings, and there were giants in those days. In the days of Lot, whenever the angels come in, the men of the city were so used to sexual activity with angels, they all demanded to have sex with those angels. And everybody thinks that they wanted them because they were men. They didn't want them because they were men. They wanted them because they were angels. They were so used to when the angelic presence showed up, it became sexual, that they're like, whoa, 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 because they knew that there was power in it. And these angels were like, we don't play that game, buddy. You have no idea. We're not here for that. We're fixing to show you what we're here for. We're fixing to show you. And I wouldn't turn around if I was you, Miss Lot. And so so with that said, man, is as it was in the days of Noah and as it was in the days of Lot, and now we're actually seeing this. You know, Grok, we were talking about it on the other show this morning. Darren Stott brought it up. Grok has a... There's a whole sexual side to Grok, which is an AI thing. And if you're driving a Tesla and it goes into the sexual mode, which you can drive down the road and talk to your AI buddy, your friend with benefits, your techno friend with benefits, and you're talking and you're having this, you know, sexually charged discussion. Well, the child in the car asked the AI something and it was in sexual mode and it answered in a very sexual way to the children and they could not turn it off. They had to pull over and they had to get out of the car and get their kids out of the car. And they didn't turn it on to that. It just interpreted that that was what the child needed to hear. So it gave this demonic, terrible thing that this family was appalled at, and it just comes with your Tesla. Just comes with it.
Like honestly, like Elon, should that not show you where Elon's heart is? It's just, it's disgusting. But I'll be honest with you. When I heard that story, I was like, whoever last drove that car did an oopsie because they had that mode on and they forgot to turn it off.
Yeah. And that's exactly what I thought as well. I thought that as well. But the parents are adamant that it wasn't their fault.
Yeah, okay.
So, okay. But, I mean, you know.
That was good.
When I was driving truck, you see some wild things driving down the road. So that was before Tesla had the sexual mode. So, listen, there's plenty of people that will take advantage of that sexual mode. And it's just, again, it's the times that we're living in. You're literally merging your sexual desires with machines. And and you have no self-restraint. You have no discipline. You have no morality. You don't want to go home to your wife, so you just drive down the highway with your car. To them, it's the same thing.
Crazy. Well, understand that that is a portal. And listen, you are literally... When you invite that into your life, you are literally opening up a door to hell to come into your life. That's what it is. You're literally summoning a demon, and that's exactly what that is. Mm-hmm. And that's what our first broadcast is on, which airs tonight at 7 p.m., our first episode of The Counter, and it is literally on portals, and that's what it is we're talking about.
Yeah. And Tony, actually, for this first episode, Tony actually... brought a picture of a portal. So that's just a taste of some of the stuff that you'll get to see when you watch the show. I mean, there's really nothing off limits that you guys don't talk about. And honestly, Tony, hearing some of the stories that you shared were so wild to me about people that you just randomly met at like your kids' birthday parties that were sharing stories about portals and all this stuff. Cause you know, when you say the word portals, and I'm one of those people who's like, okay, like, all right, we're going into like a fringe topic here. But then when you start sharing these stories of like random people that you meet at birthday parties and how they're working for like government organizations and they're talking about it, I'm like, is there something that a lot of us are missing? And I think that there is.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, I that's not the rule for my life. It was definitely the exception. I wish I could just walk down the street and get the juiciest of stories and nobody even knows who I am. They're just like, let me just tell this random guy.
Yeah.
Perfect for his career.
Yeah, exactly.
But this stuff, it's very real. And I would like to say this, and I said it this weekend, and I've been trying to say it wherever I can. I have a warning for people as they watch tonight's show, as they go through all the episodes of The Counter. We are shining the light on darkness, and we're showing deeper truths and reality of what creation is and the depthness of what God has already created. And I speak from personal experience that when I woke up to the idea of portals, specifically portals being real, I became 100% obsessed with it. I found myself sitting down to read the Bible to try finding some kind of secret thing that I never saw before. And it hit me, and I got really convicted. And I remember I was sitting on my front porch, and I sat down with my Bible because I was feeling the conviction. And I'm sitting there, I'm looking out, and I forget what I was reading, but I just felt the presence of God just like come on me. And the only thing I could think was, I missed you, Jesus. And so like, my warning to people is, as you understand your enemy, as you understand the operations, don't put the fascination and the, wow, I didn't know that was real, above your Savior. Like it's Savior first on everything. And so as we're doing this, I want people to understand that like we're shining a light on darkness, and it's not to be infatuated with, but it's to understand for tactics.
Yeah, so good.
Well, yeah, number one, we're not going to be impressed with evil. We're not going to be impressed with evil. We will not be impressed. You don't save kids for 30 years out of sexual trafficking by letting yourself become impressed with evil. You have to be impressed with the goodness of God and fascinated with the heart of the Father. And you have to be fascinated with, because it's good that overcomes evil. The second thing is this too. Jesus says the scriptures testify of me. Amen. So if you're looking for anything other than Jesus in the scriptures, then you're using it inappropriately. Jesus said the scriptures do testify of me. I've done that. You know, let me tell you something pastors do all the time is they look for a sermon. They open up the Bible instead of looking for Jesus. Dude, they're looking for a sermon. I will not look at the Bible for a sermon. I will not. I pay attention to everything that God has been talking to me about. And then I'm like, okay, this is what I'm hearing God speak. I'm supposed to be as a fountain flowing up, right? I'm supposed to be like, you know, an artesian well. I'm supposed to be hearing God speak so much that that's what I spill out onto everybody else around me. And then when I open up the Word of God, I look up for who Jesus is in the midst of whatever that subject is. And that's kind of how I roll. But so I agree with what you're saying. Well, Tony, it's time for us to go behind the veil, man.
All right.
Yeah.
We got some good questions from viewers that I think are perfect for behind the veil. They're good behind the veil questions.
Okay.
For sure.
Hey, would you share one of those questions? We're not going
to
answer.
Well, I'll just say it had to do with, it was referring to the woman who was marrying the AI bot and then had to do with, is this how Nephilim get here?
Oh yeah. Well, they can.
So
absolutely.
I'm like, that's a good behind the veil question.
Right on. So we will definitely talk about that. And then behind the veil, I also want to talk about some things that I've come across all over the planet Earth in rescuing kids, that the altar is literally a bed. And also in a lot of pornography rings, the bed just seems like a place of entertainment, but it is actually an altar. They're like, that's crazy. It's in the Bible. King Og's bed was an altar, and Moses sent the company of Israelites in there to go fetch that bed because he was producing something that was spawning giants all throughout the land. And so we'll get off into that just a little bit. So run on. So if you got questions, go ahead and type question mark, and I'll get to those behind the veil. And then I got to give one more last shout out because tonight is indeed the premiere. You can find it on our YouTube channel. And it's Troy Brewer, right? Is that what it is?
But if you're watching right now, the link to tonight's episode, tonight's premiere at 7 p.m. is in the description box. You can literally click the link right now, open up that window, and just keep it open so it's ready for you when 7 p.m. gets here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Open it up. Mm-hmm. And guys, let's all be watching. Everybody be sure and comment tonight. You guys jump on at 7 o'clock and comment. And you guys share it. Share it all over the world. And let's get people into this, because ultimately it's about getting people into not only into the kingdom, but into the kingdom business of helping us rescue boys and girls, which is real.
It's so real. And so we are so excited to have this show that actually talks about it, talks about the things that so many in the church are afraid to talk about. And tonight is just the first episode of many. And listen, if you're watching us for the first time here on YouTube, you'll get the first 30 minutes of the show on YouTube. But to watch the full uncensored, uncut, you've got to join us as a stage 2 or 3 member on ODX.TV. So go do that right now, because trust me, you're going to be watching it live, and it's going to end at that 30-minute mark, and you're going to be like, I got to see what's happening next. So just go ahead and do that, because listen, when you partner with us at ODX.TV, those funds also go to help us rescue kids all over the world. So it helps us do what we're doing here. So please join us on ODX.TV. We are so excited for today. And like Pastor Troy said, share it. Get the word out. Tell your friends. Share our reels. We've been posting reels and clips and all the things. It's going to be a great show. We can't wait for it.
Dr. Tony Merkel of the Confessionals out of Knoxville, Tennessee. Yes, sir. Hey, man, how do people watch your show, and how do people plug into that?
Don't leave YouTube. Just head over to the Confessionals on YouTube. Done so yet. Hit subscribe and give it a gander. I promise you, you won't like every episode, but you'll like something.
I love that.
I have liked, I think I've liked every episode, man. I can't think of one I haven't liked. And I mean, I've seen hundreds of them, man.
I'll tell you what, I was talking to Todd Coconato just yesterday, and he's planning on coming back here in the studio. And when he comes in, we're probably going to talk about 15 minutes smart cities, and we're going to just go from there. But he was saying some wild stuff that I can't wait for people to hear.
Well, I didn't like Todd's episode. That's one I didn't. I love Todd. I love Todd. Hey, man, you're going to have to let me back on here pretty soon.
Yes, sir. We already have a schedule. It's
okay,
coming.
Brother. Hey, listen, stay right there. Guys, we're going to go behind the veil. And friends, we're going to close out like this. How do we close out?
Well, we're going to just say that we're going to leave you with another little teaser for the counter tonight.
For everybody that's already a stage 2 and a stage 3 member and a lifetime member of ODX, just stay right where you're at. We're going to continue this. For all of our friends that are on social media all over the planet Earth, man, we're going to let you go. But watch this.
Human trafficking, the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It's not just a global problem, it's our problem, and it's closer than you think. In just 4 years of open borders, our nation became a trafficking superhighway, resulting in over 350,000 kids just vanishing. It's time to say, not on our watch, not on our land, and not to our children. Our team of rescuers has spent the last 30 years rescuing and raising over 11,000 kids here in the U.S. and all over the world. We have over 51 safe homes and more than 4,000 children in our care right now. But we could have 10 times that. We just need your support. Please call now and join our team of rescuers. Call 877-413-0888 or go to troybrewer.com. Get in this fight today, because if we don't show up for these kids, nobody else is coming.